The paper, Clinic, Outcomes of Newly Diagnosed Primary Central Nervous System Lymphoma Treated with Zanubrutinib-based Combination Therapy. The background is Pfizer's methotrexate combined with other chemotherapeutic agents are effective treatment for patients with newly diagnosed primary central nervous system lymphoma. However, some patients have adverse reactions. The aim is to explore disease outcome and mutational profiles in newly diagnosed primary central nervous system lymphoma patients who have been treated with zanubrutinib or had their methotrexate combination regimen. A retrospective analysis was performed. 19 newly diagnosed primary central nervous system lymphoma patients have been treated with zanubrutinib or Hedger's methotrexate combination until disease progression, intolerable toxicities, or patients with syndrome. Safety and efficacy was assessed by investigators. The primary endpoint were the objective response rate, and the secondary endpoint were PFS, OS, and safety. The median follow-up duration was 14.7 months. The ORR for all patients was 84.2%, and the 2-year PFS and OS were 75.6% and 94.1%, respectively. All patients complete the induction phase, and 9 patients accept autologous stem cell transplantation as consolidation therapy, demonstrating an ORR of 88.9%. 10 patients accept zanubrutinib as maintenance therapy and achieved an ORR of 18%. All patients showed an acceptable safety profile. Sequencing results of cerebrospinal fluid and tumor tissue showed that PIM1 mutations were most frequent genetic alterations. ctDNA was correlated to disease relapse and response. And our observations demonstrate that the combination of zanubrutinib with Hedger's methotrexate shows significant clinical response and tolerability among patients newly diagnosed primary central nervous system lymphoma patients and cerebrospinal fluid liquid biopsy profiling might be a safety way to evaluate treatment response and tumor burden.